NAPZT. Yeah, I haven't messed around with All-Star yet. You know, I toy with Echolink here and there, but it's been few and far between. I haven't done the DMR to a hotspot thing yet since we've got local repeaters here where I am. At least I'm within my 20-watt mobile can hit it. When I'm in Petoskey, I can hit it. The same repeater is supposed to have C4FM fusion on it. I don't know what its wires X capability is. The handheld I have can do wires X. I don't know if it'll do it wirelessly or there's a wiring kit you can get for it, but that's basically just it comes with a couple of audio cables and a special USB cable, which I think it can be used on a repeater that's got that system. I really need to get some Elmering on this because it's very complex. You know, there's a transmit and receive IDs and things like that. So it's kind of like setting up, you know, local repeater use on special codes, like you might use Talk Group 1 on some DMR repeaters for local talk. And I've never really experienced that. I've tried it. Talk Group 1, Talk Group 9, but no one's ever come back to me. So I guess that's not really how they do that a lot up here. Talk groups on like GGIF and Grandmeister and others are very specific to what they do. Since they're basically products of the internet anyway, most people just use a hotspot. I don't know. You know, I like to use a repeater and put, I can go through the net, through my phone anytime, but, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be as authentic as something. Of course, that's going to be, you know, other people will disagree with me on that. I'm anything but a purist. You know, any way you can get in into something is good, especially when you need to. NAPZT, back to you.